प्रमते वासुदेवाय। श्री अंतरिक्ष उवाच एभिर्भूतानि भूतात्मा महाभूतैर्महाभुज ससर्जोच्छा वचान्याद्यः समात्रात्मा प्रसिद्धये। श्रीअन्तरिक्ष उवाच एभिर्भूतानि भूतात्मा महाभूतैर्महाभुज ससर्जोच्चावनान् ससर्जोच्चावन् वचान्याद्या समात्रात्मा प्रसिद्धये। श्रीअन्तरिक्ष उवाच एभिर्भूतानि भूतात्मा महाभूतैर्महाभुज ससर्जोच्चावचान्याद्यः समात्मात्मा प्रसिद्धये। श्रीअन्तरिक्ष उवाच एभिर्भूतानि भूतात्मा महाभूतैर्महाभुजः सर्जोच्चानगात्याद्यः समात्रात्मा प्रसिद्धयेद्। श्री अन्तरिक्ष उवाच Mataji's. श्रीअन्तरिक्ष उवाच श्रीअन्तरिक्ष सेड एभिः बाय दीज मटीरियल एलिमेंट्स भूतानि क्रीचर्स भूतात्मा द सोल ऑफ ऑल क्रिएशन महाभूतैः बाय द एलिमेंट्स ऑफ द महत्तत्व Mahabhuja, O mighty armed king, Sasarja, he created, Uccha Avachani, both high and low, Adyaha, the original person, Sva, of his own parts and parcels, Matra, the sense gratification, Atma and the Self-realization. Prasiddhaye, for facilitating. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We'll be reading only a certain section of the purport. Sri Antariksha said, O mighty armed king, by activating the material elements, the primeval soul of all creation, has sent forth all living beings in higher and lower species, so that these conditioned souls can cultivate either sense gratification or ultimate liberation according to their desire. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the illusory energy Maya is explained in this verse through a description of her potencies, namely the modes of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has described Maya as Gunamayi, consisting of the material modes of nature. The material modes of nature are alluded in direct reference to in this verse by the word Uchchavachani, high and low species of life. Various species of life become manifest, as do varieties of beauty, ugliness, strength, weakness and other characteristics within a particular species, according to the proportionate development of the modes of nature. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 13.22, Karanam Gunasangasya Sad Asad Yoni Janmasu. This is due to the living being's association with the material nature in good and evil species. Similarly, we find this statement, Urdhvam Gacchanti Sattvastha Madhe Tishthanti Rajasa Jaganya Gunavrittisya Adho Gacchanti Tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. Bhagavad Gita 14.18. The three general divisions of material life are called Deva, Tiryak and Nara. That is, demigods, subhuman creatures and human beings. In the various species of life, there are various facilities for material sense gratification. Different species are distinguished by differently formed senses, such as the genitals, nostrils, tongue, ears and eye. Pigeons, for example, are given the facility for almost unlimited sex. Bears have an ample opportunity for sleeping. Tigers and lions exhibit the propensities for fighting and meat eating. Horses are distinguished by their legs for swift running. Vultures and eagles have keen eyesight, and so on. The human being is distinguished by his large brain, which is meant for understanding God. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksharon Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण I thank the authorities for giving this opportunity to speak on the Amala Puran. With the blessings of all the devotees, hopefully I can speak some sane words to purify myself and to put some light on the glories of the topics of self-realization. Once after the initiation of Amataji, Srila Prabhupada, he initiated her and he gave her the name Mahamaya Devi Dasi. So she was wondering, Mahamaya Devi Dasi. So that time Prabhupada said, this is the face that Srimati Radharani shows to the rascals. No? As King Nimi, after hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord, is more eager to know about his material nature also. He said everything, so that how to be saved from the material nature should be also known. So he was so eager and so inquisitive that he is asking the Navyogendras as to what is the nature of the material side of Krishna. And here is beginning. And Lord Brahma also explains in the Brahma Samhita, the eighth verse, where he is talking about how does the material creation take place and how the same Daivi Shakti which is there in the spiritual world, the Ladini potency of the Lord, Rama Devi, her reflection gets agitated and how the creation takes place. So the same spiritual potency, when it comes and assumes the material form, is called as the Mahamaya Shakti. So now how the creation is taking place, so as Srila Vishwanatha Thakur is explaining to us that how the words Gunamai, or what is explained here as Mahabhutair, is nothing else but Maya Shakti, which is going to start creation. It's amazing that how it is not that she is responsible for making us the choices. You know, the purport, the translation is very clear. According to their desire, they cultivate sense gratification or cultivate ultimate desire for ultimate liberation depending upon their desire. As they associate with the modes in this material world, so will be the result, whether they will cultivate sense gratification. So ultimately the onus of what will happen in future depends upon what the living entity decides to choose. So as the human life a living entity gets, all the souls are residing in the body of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And as he is creating the souls and giving them, you know, just as you go to the airport and you check in and you get your boarding pass and they tell you, you know, which door to go and, you know, accordingly which plane to take. Your plane is already decided, you know, according to the kind of money you give and the kind of flight you choose. But here, they give you the seat number, they give you accordingly, and then you have to run, you know. Sometimes the gate is on the first floor, last gate, you know, you have to walk through so much. So similarly here, the living entities, according to their, you know, their accumulated karma and accumulated desires, they get the body accordingly. They get the development of their senses according to the development of the modes with which they have been already associating. As the advancement of modes is, that much superior body they get. And here the purport describes as to what are the three the divisions of life they get. That is the Deva, the Tiryak and the Nara. Deva is the demigod body and Tiryak is the animal body, the subhuman creatures and the humans. So, you know, just picking up the theme of the purpose of this human life, where finally he's got the human life according to his karma, what is the importance of this human life and how does he progress? So we'll just try to discuss on that. The topic is definitely beyond my capacity to speak, but I'll try my best to speak according to whatever is given in the different scriptures. So here we see the twofold purpose of the human life, which is the opportunity to choose sense gratification and the to cultivate liberation. In one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada in Daivi Isha Gunamai, he says that the material nature will create the circumstance in front of you, but the choice is yours. The palate is created, but which dish you will choose first is according to your taste. So many of the tastes came. We had this beautiful feast at the Udupi temple and there were so many items placed. According to your taste, if you like sweet, you'll pick up sweet. There is a way to eat. There is a science in eating. But many times, we are so much overcome by our taste buds that we'll choose whatever we want. According to the past desires and activities, the body is given different species. Now this body is primarily given for us so that we can get coached towards the twofold purposes, sense gratification and ultimate liberation. Both are fulfilled. That one who wants sense gratification, he gets according to what his quota is. But ultimately when he gets frustrated, he has to move towards liberation. Otherwise, a next quota of frustration is awaiting. So that is, the merciless, coaching or the microscope of Maya, that whatever limited desire even if he has, even from unlimited it goes to limited, it goes to micro level, but that small micro level is still enhanced, the immigration, he can't go forward because he still has this clause left. So that is how he gets more frustrated, and until unless he comes to that stage where he understands that I no more want to have any desires which will stop my further progress, will get saved from this microscope, will not be seen by this microscope, he has to go. Mayadevi is also called a punctilious teacher. Is a teacher who's very, very sharp in not only seeing what the grammar is, the punctuation is, but also the way he's written. Or we can translate as, the attitude. Not just the way he's doing, but what is the attitude? Has the attitude changed? If not, one more, body according to your desires and the awaiting frustrations, so that you can come to that level. And finally, when the human birth is achieved, the rare human birth, it has, we have been always hearing and repeating, in the Journey of Self-Discovery course and so many different seminars, and prerana classes as to what is the main advantage of achieving this human birth. Now, we see now furthermore in the 11th canto where Lord Krishna is going to instruct that what is the advantage of this human life. Nirdehamadyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karanadharam mayanukule nanabhasvateram puman bhavabdhim nataret saatmabhi saatmaha. The human body which can award all benefits in life is automatically obtained by laws of nature. It's a gradual progression. You know, this is the evolution that he comes to the human form. But in that human form, if he doesn't take or doesn't make the guru the karanadhar of his boat, this boat of human life is meant for to cross the material ocean of nescience. It's a boat. But if that boat is handed over to an unqualified person, then not only there are chances of drowning, but never reaching the goal that was aimed at. The purpose itself is lost, the direction is lost. And two things, you know, the Bhagavatam mentions, Guru Karanadharam and the favorable winds which push the boat, and that are the instructions of the Vedic scriptures. If it doesn't, you don't accept the Vedas, you don't accept Guru, then there is no chance that your boat is going to reach the shore. How important is this human form of life? It is so important and it's so rare that even Lord Brahmaji wants it. He is asking for it. He is pitching for it. Where he is saying, Lord Brahma is saying, my dear demigods, in third canto, the human form of life is of such importance that we also desire to have such life, for in the human form one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of life does not understand the supreme personality of Godhead and his abode, is to be understood that he is very much affected by the influence of external nature. So much so is it is wanted that even the demigods are asking for this human form of life, that much how much importance is given to this human form of life. And then what are the wives of demigods saying? The wives of demigods are saying that any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who are after obtaining a human form of life which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertakes a difficult task of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. You know, it's like coming near, you know, there are these videos of, you know, failures and how people cannot even tolerate success and failures. So one person is running, and as he's running, he understands that, you know, that the last line, the end of the game has come. And as he's running, he feels that, you know, he's alone. And he slows down, he's looking at the audience, okay, I've reached. And by the time somebody else just overtakes him. So after reaching that summit where you have tried to follow self-realization, but then you don't pursue it further. So how unfortunate that person is. And yes, the famous verse of Sri Rishabhdev, Nayam Tehabhajan Lokesmin, Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vid Bhujamye. And he's saying that what is the main goal of this human life? The main goal is tapasya, inquiry and responsibility. A life of responsibility with so much facility available. As the purport says, the human form of life is where he gets a bigger brain. But bigger brain with a aim of, or with a tagline of understanding God. But if he doesn't do that, He's simply wasting his life. Just like, you know, if you use a mobile for as a torch, just as a torch or just as a calculator, where the manufacturer has made the mobile for communication, the primary objective of the mobile is communication. But if you start using, you know, many times I've actually seen people using it, you know, the old models are used only as torch or as a radio or as a, you know, flash player where you can hear. But if the only instrument you have and you're using it not for communication, then what is the use of that? The manufacturer has wanting to use it for communication. If not used, then it is that life is that use is wasteless. No, sorry, that use is a waste. That life is a waste if not used for the particular object. The life of responsibility, where so many facilities are available, but if just one pitches for rights and doesn't follow the responsibility, then such life is no better than animal life. Now, what is the importance of worshipping the Supreme Lord in this human life? So Lord Shiva is explaining to the Prachetas. Kastvam padabjam vijahati pandito yaste vamana vayamana ketanah vishankayasmad guru archati smayat vinopapattim manavas chatardasha. My dear Lord, this is, he is teaching these prayers to Prachetas. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our father and spiritual master Lord Brahma unhesitatingly worshipped you, and the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps. You know, just like if you come to know that somebody is contesting or wanting to participate in a very competitive examination, you know, and you know that the most scholarly person or the most scholarly student who has come out with the best of the results, he has started his preparation 6 months before, and that also 8 hours a day. And you come to know that an average person, he is also competing for that examination, and he is starting his preparation just 2 weeks back. So what would you call that person? So Lord Shiva is saying that even Lord Brahma and the 14 Manus are worshipping Lord Krishna. So what is the use of this human life? He is not worshipping. Our seniors are worshipping. The greatest beings are worshipping. So if this human life is not used for worshipping Krishna, what is the greatest waste? Now here we see, you know, where Lord Shiva is calling how sinful is that person who is not able to worship. You know, many times in our beautiful Vaishnava songs and different acharyas, they mention how they say that, you know, my life is so sinful. Amar jivan sada papirat nahi ka punne relesha. And so many of the different saints are saying, you know, my life is waste. You know, even the demons are better than me. Even my life is so condemned. So really we wonder, you know, what is, you know, when they are talking about sinful life, is that our sinful life that we go through? But it is mentioned that their barometer of sin is much different. If we apply that barometer to our life, we will be eternally condemned. When their barometer is 24 hours Krishna consciousness, if that barometer goes a little down, and if for one moment also they forget Krishna directly, they consider it to be a sin. From that point of view, you know, we will have to, you know, get down in the Patal Loka. But that is the standard. Lord Shiva is saying that How foolish is that person that when he sees the seniors worshipping, he doesn't arrogantly take up to worship. Now yet again, who is the killer of a soul? The killer of the soul is one. You know, we've heard killer of the body. You know, we've heard atmahatya, that is the suicide done by somebody. But who is the killer of the soul? Atmaha. Those who have not achieved knowledge of absolute truth, yet who are still beyond the darkness of complete ignorance, generally follow the threefold path of pious material life, namely religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Not having time to reflect on any higher purpose, they become the killers of the soul. By achieving little piety, anyone can gain material success. But when somebody stops at that and doesn't go beyond inquiring for self-realization, that person can be considered to be Atmaha, because he will eventually, the purport says, because those who are materially pious generally obtain worldly prosperity, bodily beauty, and a pleasant family situation. They become falsely proud of their position and are not inclined to associate with or accept instructions from the devotees of the Lord. Unfortunately, all material activities, whether pious or impious, are inevitably contaminated by sinful activity. Those who are proud of their piety and do not like to hear about Krishna, sooner or later will fall down from their artificial position. That piety is reached by doing some pious activities. But very soon, if that is not appended with devotional activities, that piety will slowly dwindle down and take them to the lower modes. The words ye kaivalyam asampraptah, that's in the verse, it clarifies that the material piety is a long way from the perfect knowledge of absolute truth. It is on the way, but a long distance from the perfect knowledge of absolute truth. Just drawing some similars in devotional life, how do we understand that even now he's a materialistic person who has accepted some material pious activities by which he is progressing? But what about devotees who have taken to devotional life? How do they become unfortunate? So here in the fourth canto, Pritha Maharaj is praying. He's saying, My dear, highly glorified Lord, if one in the association of pure devotees hears even once the glories of your activities, he does not, unless he is nothing but an animal, give up the association of devotees, for no intelligent person would be so careless as to leave their association. The perfection of chanting and hearing about your glories was accepted even by the goddess of fortune in Vrindavan, where she wants to hear and associate with the gopis. In the Bale one, she is doing austerities just to hear the glories and advance in the spiritual ecstasy. So in such a scenario, what is more unfortunate for those who leave the association of devotees and go away? So with this prayer that, you know, somehow or other, as we've achieved this human form of life, which is like, you know, getting, you know, a tortoise coming up in an ocean and his head coming out of a plank which has a hole. What is the probability? Where the plank will be, where the tortoise will be, and what time he'll come out. You know, the probability is immense, huge. So in that form, achieving the human life and then achieving the devotional life. Let us pray that we take up the association of the pure devotees seriously and continue and begin and then continue the chanting, the process of chanting and hearing. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Jai.